Get ready for Leaders Portfolio with Rebecca Blacksmith.
Rebecca Blacksmith.
Take a host with a few Ivy League graduate degrees, a room full of bright CEOs, and throw in a conversation about leadership. Leaders Portfolio with Rebecca Blacksmith. For all leaders listening right now.
Right now, right now.
You're listening to Leaders Portfolio. I'm your host, Dr. Rebecca Blacksmith. We are proud to present you with the 2012 Leaders Portfolio Award winners, Business Leader of the Year under 50 employees in D.C., Daryl Britt, President of Aprio, Business Leader of the Year over 50 employees, Ahmed Ali, President, Chairman of Tista Science and Technology Corporation, Leadership Business of the Year over 50 employees, TAPE, and Rising Business Leader of the Year, Daniel Shapiro. I want to congrat these winners again one more time and of course tell you that judges graded applications based on the quality of the answers to a variety of leadership questions, such as what responsibility does a leader have to those around them? Have you had to alter your leadership philosophy at any point? When has the business failed to lead? What is the leadership philosophy of the business? And of course, applicants and nominees answered questions on those topics. And now in studio is one of our 2012 winners for the 2012 Leaders Portfolio Awards. And this was the winner for Leadership Business of the Year over 50 employees, TAPE. Welcome, Louisa Jaffe.
Hi, Rebecca. Thank you very much for having me on the program.
And Louisa, you're CEO, president, owner, and co-founder of TAPE. And so, I have to first ask you, any thoughts on winning?
I'm thrilled to win this award, mainly because leadership is a passion of mine. I mean, when I say leadership is a passion, I'm passionate about avoiding bad leadership, which there's a lot of around. So I'm very thrilled to be honored in this way.
Excellent, excellent. Well, you deserve it. TAPE is located in Kingstown, Virginia. They're an Inc. 500 company, a federal contractor providing management solutions, RDT&E, education and training, and cybersecurity, warfare, and operations. So first of all, why don't you talk about some of the latest projects that TAPE's been working on?
Well, one of the things that has really come together for us is not so much a project in terms of what we're doing for the government, we're federal contractors, but we've gotten very clear about our language, about how to describe what we're doing. And so we are systems engineers, and we design and implement systems and processes across the board, all of the capabilities that you mentioned. That's the same approach that we bring to everything. So the biggest thing that we have done this year is to bring consistency to how we describe and also how we perform our work in the systems engineering function.
And I remember last time we talked, you talked about how to start TAPE, you sold your house to McLean to fund the company debt-free, and your friends didn't think it was a smart idea at the time, but now you've proved them wrong.
I have. My husband and I were able to run the business for several years as we were growing in revenue, and so we were able to do that without having to turn to venture capitalists or anyone else. Not that that's a bad thing, it's just that we wanted to own the whole business and have all the voice about how to grow it. And so, yes, we have since then, 2 years ago, we did buy another house. So we're very glad we did that.
Excellent. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Now, in your application, and we're talking about her Leaders Portfolio 2012 application, one of the things that you talked about with TAPE employees was a motto, which is each one an entrepreneur. And so that each TAPE employee is the face and voice of TAPE. And you said that you ask them to ask each employee to utilize their unique perspectives and relationships with the external customers to create solutions to problems that the customers may not realize they even have.
Yes. Well, we it's part of each one an entrepreneur is part of something else that we do, which is we give every employee a copy of the book called Change the Way You See Everything by Hank Wozniak and Catherine Kramer. And that is about asset-based thinking. So each one an entrepreneur is tied in with that. What it means is that you help your customer find the asset in whatever they're experiencing rather than help them bemoan their situation. You help them find the asset, and you find solutions to whatever. Sometimes they don't even know what the problem is. That's why I say it that way. They don't always know what the problem is, let alone what they need as a solution. So I want each one of our employees who are the boots on the ground to, from their unique perspective, I want them to know that they are empowered to draw on their own creativity, their own observations, and create a solution for the customer. When they do that, they are the voice and face of TAPE bringing them a solution.
Excellent. And you also tossed in your application about how you had the foresight to move the company, move TAPE in areas like cybersecurity, research and development, and test evaluation, and thought that this was money the government was going to eventually going to spend on. And so you kind of had foreknowledge to see that. Talk about that.
Well, we did our research to find out where the government is spending money. We did a lot of interviewing of our customers or prospective customers to learn what it is that they needed help with. And we decided that for our own growth as a company, we had been in general management solutions and we wanted to be able to broaden. But it costs a lot of money for a small business to open a new effort. And so we wanted to make sure we were putting our effort in a place where we had a high chance of return. And that's what has happened.
And your peer companies, some of them saw that and some didn't.
Well, I think that I'm not sure about what other companies see or don't see, but what I can tell you is the way we differentiate ourselves from these other small companies is we have developed our own methodologies and trademarked them. And we apply these methodologies to everything we do. For example, we have one called the Behavior-Based Performance Metrics Methodology. And while that's a mouthful, what it means is we create metrics based on what kind of behavior is going to be created by the metric, rather than just what do we want to measure, what kind of behavior are we creating. So we have trademarked that methodology, and we can apply it to across the board. That's part of our systems engineering focus. So what we do is, whether it's cybersecurity or acquisition support or education and training or research and development, test and evaluation, whether it's any of those things, we approach it with the perspective of these methodologies. What is the problem and how can we fix it with the right metrics, or how can we fix it with the right processes? And so that differentiates us because most small companies don't think that way.
And you've got a bachelor's in English from the University of Florida, Gainesville, and yes. A bachelor's in citrus management from Florida Southern College in Lakeland,
yes.
Master's of Arts in Business at Central Michigan University. I remember talking about your citrus grove
right.
in the past. How's your citrus grove doing?
Well, the good news is I still own it. The bad news is there are no more citrus trees on it.
Oh.
We've had to turn it into a cattle pasture because the trees died.
Oh, no.
So we had to pull them out, and we've converted it to cattle land for now.
So you have to, like, buy your own oranges now.
I do, unfortunately.
That's got to kill you.
It does. I really miss having those oranges.
Are you picky? Like you go into the grocery store and you're like, this is not.
Right? Oh, very.
One, yeah.
Very. I'm a grocer's nightmare when it comes to citrus fruit because I'm very demanding about the quality.
You're probably like me because I grew up, you know, doing the farmer stands with the farm fruit. Do you like the bruised, you know, because it's more real that, the farmer stands have like fruit that actually looks real, doesn't have the fake stuff, and you probably like that better too, right?
I do. Yeah. I absolutely prefer unfake looking fruit.
I knew it. Now, you talked about or were speaking with Mrs. Louisa Jaffe, who is the 2012 Leaders Portfolio Awards winner for Leadership Business of the Year, 51 plus employees for her business, TAPE. And so we are talking about in the application. You talked about you were hesitant to pursue prime contractor work, and this greatly impacted the time it took to increase your revenues at TAPE, and this was a leadership failure that you identified.
Yes. I mean, I think it's a very common thing when you're starting out in contracting. You don't try to go for a prime contract. You go for subcontract awards. You go for what you think you can get and what seems safe. But that's, while it may be safe in one sense, it also prevents you from growing. And when we realized that, it was definitely a leadership issue, because lots of people tell you, I don't know, that's too risky, that's too scary, you could spend a lot of money going after something and it might not work out. There are a lot of naysayers around, but we just made the decision that if we ever want to break out from being just what we are, just plodding along, we have to do that. So we found an opportunity to go after, and we did put a lot of money into it in terms of hiring experts to help us write the proposals and advise us on various aspects of it. And we won. But it definitely, that changed everything. So we had to have the
outside knowledge.
The outside knowledge, but really it came down to we had to be willing to take a risk and go for it. It was an educated risk,
mm-hmm.
but it was a risk nonetheless. So that's why not everybody does it. But I think you have to do that in order to step up to the next level.
Do you take more risks now because of that?
We take a lot more risks. Now we're at a different stage. We're bumping up against the small business, what are called codes. You know, we're going to, in not too long a time, we won't qualify to bid under small business codes. And so we're already now preparing for what will we do on the other side of being able to bid as a small business. And so that's another risk. If we didn't want to step up there, we could just stay here safely in the small business realm. But that's not who we are. We're going to go for growing and take a chance to be a big
right.
business. But then we have to go up against Northrop Grumman and Lockheed Martin when we're bidding on things. So we're much more willing to take a risk because we've been successful
right.
in the past with doing that.
Now, I just want to say thank you for being in studio with us, Louisa. Thank you.
Oh, thank you very much. I've really enjoyed it.
Good. And congratulations again.
Thank you very much, Rebecca. It's a pleasure to be here.
And we are speaking with the 2012 Leaders Portfolio Awards winner for Leadership Business of the Year, Over 50 Employees, TAPE in D.C. I am Dr. Rebecca Blacksmith in the Leaders Portfolio Studio. We will return after this word from our sponsors. And, of course, I want to mention them. Dennis Cole Architects, WOW Services Group, Green Tree Surgeons, Riverwalk, Hilton Garden Inn of Fairfax, Virginia. And if you're a company that values fostering leadership, whether you're trying to hit the federal side, hit the private side, we encourage you to consider sponsorship of Leaders Portfolio so that we can continue producing a benefit for our community and our world. We'll be back after this.
Leaders Portfolio with Rebecca Blacksmith, now playing at leadersportfolio.com.
Dennis Coall Architects restored the most significant Beaux Arts building in the state of Virginia, the Hanley Library of Winchester. Be it through new construction, historic preservation, or environmentally friendly design, visit coallarchitects.com. For libraries, museums, corporate buildings, colleges, and specially designed houses, if you want architecture on your agenda, fusing function with beauty, then visit coallarchitects.com. That's K-O-W-A-L architects.com.
Are you a business leader who practices leadership? Apply for the Leaders Portfolio Awards. Have a client who emphasizes leadership? Nominate their company for the Leaders Portfolio Awards. Past winners include startups, as well as a company producing $150 million a year in revenue. Tune in to Leaders Portfolio with Dr. Rebecca Blacksmith on the air and online at leadersportfolio.com. For Leaders Portfolio Awards information, visit leadersportfolio.com.
The Hilton Garden Inn Fairfax Hotel near I-66 and 50 provides state-of-the-art guest rooms with complimentary high-speed internet access, a full-service restaurant, business meeting and banquet rooms for up to 300 guests with a professional staff that stays focused on the details so you don't have to, and full banquet catering. Call 703-385-7774 for guest rooms, meeting space, or special events at this award-winning hotel. That's 703-385-7774. The Hilton Garden Inn Fairfax.
Do you want others to know how your organization can help them? Then tell the business community why they need your business. Become a proud sponsor of Leaders Portfolio by calling 864-323-2600. By becoming a sponsor, you will be communicating directly with your target audience. Leaders Portfolio offers low-cost sponsorships for high impact, and Leaders Portfolio guarantees results. Let us tell you how by phoning 864-323-2600. That's 864-323-2600.
Dennis Coall Architects restored the most significant Beaux-Arts building in the state of Virginia, the Hanley Library of Winchester. Be it through new construction, historic preservation, or environmentally friendly design, visit coallarchitects.com. For libraries, museums, corporate buildings, colleges, and specially designed houses, if you want architecture on your agenda, fusing function with beauty, then visit coallarchitects.com. That's K-O-W-A-L architects.com.
Leaders Portfolio with Rebecca Blacksmith, now playing at leadersportfolio.com.